From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. As Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms administration officials say that they are working to restore trust in government, another high-ranking official to former Mayor Kasim Reed has admitted guilt in an ongoing federal corruption investigation of City Hall. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, the deputy chief of staff to former Mayor Kasim Reed pleaded guilty yesterday.
Katrina Taylor Parks is agreeing to work with investigators after receiving thousands in bribes from a vendor. In exchange, she helped the firm secure tens of thousands in city contracts. U.S. Attorney B.J. Pack says his office, along with the FBI and the IRS, will add more resources to root out what they call a widespread culture of corruption at Atlanta City Hall.
When you have repeated instances of corruption and culture, there's a weak internal control, and you have to take a look at who set the tone at the top.
So far, five people have been convicted in the investigation. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
MARTA is pushing back a final vote on a $2.5 billion plan that will decide which transit projects receive funding over the next 40 years. The potential transit upgrades include new light rail connections, bus transit lines, and station upgrades. It'll all be funded through a half-penny sales tax that voters approved in 2016. But some city councilors have concerns on which projects will take priority, citing the importance of equity and inclusion. In an interview with GPB's Ricky Bevington, Atlanta City Council President Felicia Moore said it's important to involve the public in this process.
People really need to pay attention to how that money is spent and how those projects are allocated.
The Atlanta City Council is holding a series of meetings about how to expand MARTA all over the city this month. A vote will take place in October. Civil rights advocates are fighting a proposal to close about 75% of polling locations in a predominantly black South Georgia county. WTOP-TV reports that the Randolph County Elections Board is scheduled to meet today to discuss a plan that would eliminate 7 of 9 polling locations in the county. The American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia says there is evidence to suggest that this is being done to make it harder for African Americans to vote. According to the latest census figures, Randolph County's population is more than 61% black, which is double the statewide percentage. The Atlanta Braves defeated the Miami Marlins for the fourth straight time yesterday by a final score of 5-2. Braves rookie slugger Ronald Acuna Jr. was hoping to make more history after hitting home runs in 5 straight games, but in the first inning, he was hit by a 97-mile-an-hour fastball on the elbow by Marlins pitcher Jose Urena. Both benches emptied onto the field. Urena and Braves manager Brian Snitker were all ejected from the game. Snitker spoke to Fox Sports after the game.
You know, it's a shame. This young man is just playing the game, doing what he's loves to do, and that's just it's a damn shame what happened that first pitch of the game.
Initial x-rays came back negative on Acuna. An effort to rename Atlanta's Confederate Avenue is moving forward. The AJC reports that the Atlanta City Council voted to hold a public hearing and listening session in September to determine a name change. Among possible replacement names, Confederate Avenue, United Avenue, and Soldier Avenue. Last week, Councilwoman Carla Smith introduced legislation to change the street name. This was after petitions to rename Confederate Avenue met city requirements that 75% of a street's residents sign the petition.